Hear ye, hear ye. 'Tis a throwback Thursday. Hark the herald's call in stings. Come hither and lend us your drummeth and journey back with us through the recesses of our past. Sorry.
Very good. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Maybe only the Welsh listeners will know this, but Tocyn Diwrnod.
Oh, I love Tocyn Diwrnod.
To those who are not aware, Tocyn Diwrnod was like a thing they used to put on history lessons.
In our Welsh school,
but it couldn't be fucked to teach a lesson. And it was about this magical double-decker bus that these kids would get on, and they go back in history and then relive like a big fucking battle or something. And the way he just said, and Frank just said that then, was very reminiscent of the intro to that.
I've actually tried to find them because I wanted to buy them. I fucking loved Tocyn Diwrnod. It's one where they go to see like Henry the Seventh, and at the end, because Henry the Seventh was Welsh and the Welsh helped him get on the throne, but at the end of it, he turns his back on Welsh people and doesn't help them. They close the door on a Welshman's face, and it's the funniest scene. It's such like a ham-fisted metaphor.
An episode where they did the Battle of Hastings, and it was a guy who got hit in the eye.
Harold Godwinson, is it?
Godwinson, yeah. Yes. The guy who plays like the kind of, he's almost like the teacher that's taking him on a bus tour. He's the guy who played Godwinson, who got fucking nailed in the eye. And I remember seeing that in the history class, and he goes, ah! And he has an arrow in his eye, and there's a tiny bit of blood, and we were like, oh, this is fucking sick, bro. This is fucking sick. History is sick.
History is sick. And on that note, history is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah, and we're looking to show you that history's sick by getting you into our older episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast now, you know our earliest or more recent stuff, but we've been going for like a year and a half, and we've been really lucky to have a whole bunch of new listeners recently, but we notice our earlier stuff doesn't have the same kind of downloads or listens, so it's quite a back catalogue to get into. So each week we're going to play you a snippet from that episode, from an older episode, and then if you like it, you can follow the link in the bio to go check it out. The link in this podcast notes, go check it out.
And depending on how long you've been following, you know, you'll either get an episode you've missed along the way, a brand new one, or a rerun of one of the classics. And either way, the pop culture references in it, or maybe not pop culture references, but certainly the references of the time are going to be extremely dated. But that comes for either way, so you're fine.
And also, we like recorded them like a year before we released them.
Yeah.
I think Liz Truss was still kicking about.
Yeah, there's one where we quote the Will Smith slap, and didn't go out for like another 6 months after.
A finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So enjoy this. Dylan Grando.
Cheers all. Deal. Ta-da, 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 ta-da.
So how was your... Wait, this is for a look behind the curtain, a peek behind the curtain. So this is prior to Christmas. So we haven't really... We can't say, how are you Christmas, mate? We'll just say, I hope you had a good one. To our listeners, we hope we had the best one ever.
Yeah, only if you've been listening to us, though. If you haven't been listening to us over the Yuletide season, then get to fuck.
Get to fuck, you bastard. I think this will be the year anniversary. When does this episode come out? Comes out... Eve?
I think this comes New Year's Eve, yes.
Okay, so not exactly a year. So I think my first episode is on the 6th of Jan, so this is the penultimate to see us out. So thank you, incredible amount of... Oh no, hang on, that's not right. Thank you, incredible. It's not quite what I was going for.
Thank you, incredible.
Thank you, incredible, for your moment. Thanks.
Fucking brilliant. Thank you, incredible.
Thank you, incredible. It's been really fun to do this for the year. We've loved it. It's been a highlight. Dare I say a life highlight? Is that what you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. I see what you're saying, despite the trouble the word you're having with getting your words out. I'm intuitive with you, mate. I know what you're trying to convey.
Yeah,
like a man and his dog. I can just pick up on your body language and your intonation. Yeah. Raggy.
Well, thank you, incredible. It's been thank you. We've had a really fun blast, and we got some more things planned for next year, which we probably won't mention now, but we will mention in the coming weeks. And that'll be fun, and we hope you all enjoy. So this episode is going to be a right rollicking look back on the last year, where we're going to do a little quiz against each other. to see how much we remember from doing the pod, because we were pretty drunk.
Yeah, very much memory lapses on. Like, I remember it as a whole, you know, as like a congealed memory.
Yeah, but individual episodes are new. Especially,
yes.
I'm doing Dry Jan, and I'll have to listen back throughout all of Jan to be like, oh God, remember the glory days of getting to drink through it. But so my January content is going to be a lot more somber. It's just
going to go, it'll be me nice and fucking socially lubricated. Yeah. And then you just going, oh, it's been shit, actually. I haven't done anything. It's been crap.
I actually don't like Wales. It's boring.
Wales is boring. Shit,
actually. It's already old and it's fucking dull. Fucking go with the times, like. But that's for then. This is for now. And we have got this December has been chaotic with how much I've eaten and drunk and just gone. I've like thrown myself into the December spirit, like wholeheartedly, and whilst trying to be healthy. So I'm like, I'm running. And then once I finish a run, I come back and eat like a sausage roll I've made that's stuffed with like black pudding and bacon. And then like I'll go to the gym, and then that night get absolutely battered.
Your body doesn't know where it's fucking coming or going. Like, what is
shock
going
therapy.
On?
Yeah. But it's just too many calories. I know what you mean.
The thing is as well, you're in that in December now, so the excuse of, oh, shall I have that drink? It's always, it's Christmas. Why wouldn't you? You know, it's just, why not do it? So now there isn't a get out of jail free anymore where I can go, I've got prior commitments because there's fuck all going on. So
But you've got to do all your social parties. So like you do your work one, you do your partner's family one, you do your friends one, you do like a different group of friends one, you do your football teams. You know, it's just
it's
whole
time
myriad.
Of year, isn't it? Because all the different like sections of friends that you have, you have to make a day or a night or whatever for at least every single one. So you just got, like a million parties, like calendars are fully booked.
Yeah, we are fully booked. And talking about being fully booked, we were booked on to the Infinite Escape Room podcast.
We were.
Which came out back in December. So when you listen to this, we'll put a link to it in the show notes, which also, I don't think people know what show notes are, because I might have mentioned this before, but someone got in touch, was like, what are the show notes? And I think I'll try to explain it. It's the notes. When you listen to your podcast on your app, there'll be like a description of the episode you're listening to. And you often have to like click the truncated text to see more. And in there, we always put links to like our socials, our links to the funding things that our beggars link.
Sometimes we have like extra material. Then we if you mention something like a stupid picture or something like that, we tend to
link
to that
there.
On there.
So we'll put a link to the episode in there. But it was really fun. They kindly did a whole episode about like a Welsh themed escape room, which is a virtual escape room. So it's a bit like Dungeons and Dragons, isn't it? Because me and you, I've done like one escape room before, and I'm not much of an escape artist.
I've done physical ones. It was my first virtual one, but it was actually really good. I quite enjoyed the format. I mean, me and you, I wouldn't say we were the best. We needed a lot of help because the format is these two guys, lovely, lovely boys, and we had one of them on our team. And he did a lot of the heavy lifting, let's just say that. Me and Frank's just going, did you mention a beer, did you? Oh, we'll drink that.
Can I punch someone? I want to punch the hardest. But it's a bit like Dungeons & Dragons where like they have like a dungeon master or whatever they're called. I've never played Dungeons & Dragons, so I don't know if it's like that. But they have one person who's written the escape room, and they themed it around a Welsh theme for us. And then he had all the answers and all the clues and would like direct you around. And we just got to say whatever we liked. And then try and figure out how to escape this locked room.
It's incredibly clever, isn't it? Like, I don't know how they come up with it and like sort of fathom it all out, because they really do just give you can just do anything. You know, whip your cock out, what happens? Yeah. And he has to think of a response to what happens.
And then we did a second episode where we debriefed and chatted, and I think we were like one of the longest guests because we fucking ranted on for ages. But
in true fashion, we stuck to our guns and just went complete and utter fucking riffs.
One of the questions they asked us was like, who from history would you like to, from Welsh history, would you love to go for a pint with? And I regret my answer. It should have been Gwen Llian, because I think she's now my new favourite person in Welsh history. And I will live with that regret to the day, because things like that eat me up when I say the wrong thing and I get so annoyed.
As if Gwen Llian's fucking turning in her grave now. I thought you liked me, Frank.
You bastard!
You got all the books on me, you bastard!
So I'm going to do another episode on her, because I have bought some more books on her, because I really like it. Oh, my dog is looking so cute right now. Cause I think she thinks my laptop is like another dog. So whenever I'm on it, she comes over and she just comes and she's like, let me try and take a photo. She looks fucking mental.
She like, oh, with the other one again, are you? Laughing, always laughing with that one, aren't you?
Funny. Your little eye, just, I'm going to send you that now. We can put that in the, all right.
Yeah, we'll just put a little cute bow picture up.
Yeah, she's a really cute little dog, and she's a fucking idiot. Sorry, I'll keep going whilst we discuss this. You probably hear the little beep, 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 which you'll tell me off about because you always say my phone's too close to the camera.
As you're constantly waving it next to the fucking router, aren't you? Just trying to fuck that system up.
Right. Hello, little mouse. You have to go away now, darling. Right. So, yeah, go check that out. It's called The Infinite Escape Room. And we're going to get them on here. And we're going to do an episode with them on here. And they've been going for like 5 years or something. They got a great loyal listeners. So if you've come over from there to here, welcome, Croeso. It's lovely to have you on board. And should we do a review?
And yeah, if you... I was just going to say with the Infinite Escape Room, go listen to our episode, obviously, because that's the most important one. But yeah, they actually have a massive back catalogue. Like Franco said, they've been going for years. So give them a listen.
It doesn't involve us.
Oh, sorry, right. Listen to our episode on there and then come straight back and here and then delete them like you've never heard of them.
Joking, mate. We're fucking having a laugh, right? Joking, it's Christmas. Lads. We're allowed to have a laugh.
We'll do a review, shall we? It's a short one. And this is from... This was a on one of those Spotify bloody... What are they called? The questions, responses, whatever they're called. And this is from Rachel Angharad. And she says, fab podcast, perfect mix of Welsh history, stories and bants. Winky face, Nadolig Llawen. So Rachel Angharad being a dirty flirt there with a winky emoji. Shouldn't be doing that to a
married man.
It'll send us feral.